Father, we thank you tonight that you are present, and we thank you for your presence. Have your way. Show us your way. And anoint each ear to hear and conscience to comprehend. We praise you and honor you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Shake your Bible, Edmund. Shake your Bible, Edmund. I didn't say shake your phone, Edmund. Shake your Bible. I act tonight. I've been concerned. I was in the house. I got four or five libraries in my house. And I remember my dad. I traveled with Brother Hagin many years. Didn't miss no meeting. He would come up and unzip his pad. So tonight, I don't know why I wanted to zip pad tonight, zip Bible. But I got it. Me and my wife were looking for it in different places. Turn to Psalm 139 again. That opened Psalm 139 because it will be shocking to you what we're going to talk about. We're still in the health zone. And that's a zone the church had not been in. And there are some things that the Holy Spirit, if we permit him and get out of the way and let him do it, he want to show us some things tonight. All right? So in Psalm 139, verse 14, a very emphasizing verse, he said, "For I will praise thee, for I am fearfully," now notice that, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully what? Made. Marvelous are thy work." Now he give a description of how God made us and designed us. You actually, for health, you have to know spiritually, you have to know soul-wise, you have to know science-wise. Yeah, you have to know, so it's your spirit, soul, and senses have to be involved if you're going to walk in health. Yes, are you following me? Yes, there's some things you just need to know. My wife and I have studied over the years many, many hours about this. And then it said that my soul knows right well. Now, that's why if your soul don't know. Now, 3 John 2 now. You all basically know that by heart. But I want you to connect the latter part of this 14th verse in Psalm 139 with 3 John 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." Now, notice how he said. So that fearfulness, that fearfully and marvelous, that in Psalm 139 must be known by your conscience. Yes. You got to be conscious of being healthy. Now, I didn't say mindful. I said conscious. Turn to Romans 9:1, and I'll give you an insight on that. Romans 9:1. I tell the truth, am I lying not? That's what it said?
Yep.
And my conscience what? Bearing witness with who? The Holy Ghost, my conscience. That mean my soul is bearing witness with the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Holy Ghost said in God's word is written by the Holy Ghost. Tonight, we're going to talk about ever increasing health coming to the body of Christ. Now, I know it not enthusing you so much because you've been so sick. But it's not right. Ever increasing health cometh to the body of Christ. Now, I need you to apply your faith tonight, you see. I need you to apply your faith. So something's going to be said to you tonight. It's an apostolic teaching on health with the Holy Spirit back up. All right, so we're going to plow against many walls because this has not been brought to the body of Christ. I told you, your spirit, your soul, your senses, and science has to be understood. Because you got to understand how you're made up. You need to read to find out how you're made up, all right? Now, as a pioneer, that's one thing about the apostolic, it's a pioneering factor. You go into territories that has not been hit real hard. Pathfinder and pace setter. So I want you to get those words down, that in order for you to step off in your health, you're going to have to be a pioneer. You're going to have to be willing to do things the average person wouldn't do. You have to be a pathfinder. And you have to be a pace setter. That's the anointing that I'm releasing in this house tonight. Now, watch the statement that we're going to make here. We're talking about ever-increasing health, right?
Yes, sir.
Coming to the body of Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
Moving from health history to unfold health mysteries. We know something about health history, but there's a lot of mysteries about health has to be unfolded by the Holy Spirit. And you know, you almost act as if we're not in new territory. I mean, because you just can't be thrilled about it because you haven't heard enough about it. But it's actually true that you are designed not to be sick. We got years and years and years and years on us, so I have to be real mindful that I permit the Holy Spirit tonight to come in this sanctuary and begin to minister to us. Opening porters to the mysteries of health, opening. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 and 12, going to be in our midst for quite some while, because there are certain things that we're supposed to know that the average person knows, because we're Christian. We got contact with God. And so unfolding the mystery of health, the mysteries of health, the Holy Spirit is ready to do surgery on your heart to bring forth heavenly understanding about your God-given health. Now, I'm going to give you that again. You turn to Matthew 13.
Yep.
We're going to look at verses 11 and 12. You might peep at it because it's something about the mysteries of health that God wants to bring forth. Unfolding the mysteries, plural, of health. What I say?
Unfolding the mysteries of health.
Now, he said the Holy Spirit is ready to do surgery on your heart or on your soul to bring forth heavenly understanding about your God-given health. What kind of health? Very important to understand, God-given health. It don't even sound excited because the body of Christ have not fully been introduced to it. But you are. You are. Now, you're going to have to apply your faith because there's a lot of walls and a lot of barricades that tell you this is not in existence, but by revelation and by anointing and by the Holy Spirit, he will bring you to see the picture that divine health is possible for me, no matter what condition my body in now, no matter how long my body been in this condition, no matter how many generations in our family it came through, by revelation can erase anything.
Yes,
so revelation, anointing, and manifestation. I want those three words on your mind. Revelation, anointing, and manifestation. We're not talking history. We're dealing with mission. We're dealing with something that only the Holy Spirit can unfold. Now there, I'd had you turn to Matthew for a reason there, because Jesus was teaching a lesson to introduce men and women to his kind of life. His kind of life. And in teaching about the sow the seed. When we get down to this 11th verse in the 13th chapter, I think it have an opening on health there. In the 11th verse of Matthew 13, as an opening on your health there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So there are certain things as a child of God you're supposed to know that the natural world don't know.
Yes.
And so as we read in Psalm 139, God built you special. Right now, the verse 12 says, "For whosoever had, to him should be given." See, you got to receive from God. You got to have revelation. You see it, and he shall have what? More abundant. So, I would write in my note, "Abundant health come in my body right now." See, don't be scared about it. Say it. See, you got to do this by faith. Your mind gonna trip. Your natural, but in the spirit, the Holy Spirit is here, and he's gonna help you understand what he's saying to you. See, abundant health. I may preach that as well. Abundant health coming to my body right now. Don't care what the report is. Don't care how long it's been. We're talking about a supernatural God.
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
we're talking about a Jesus who turned to be the Christ. And so you say, whosoever has not, see, there are so many in the church that don't have this revelation of the health because they're so busy trying to get healed and can't keep it.
Jesus.
See, you can't keep healing if you don't know about health.
Right.
If you don't know health is your divine right, you just gonna keep sick, get healed, get healed, get healed, get healed. But when you got to understand of divine health, you know how to fight. Because
yeah.
It's rightfully yours. And you have revelation to deal with it. You see, you cannot deal with Satan by saying.
Yeah.
You got to have revelation to deal with Satan, because Satan gonna say something back to you. Remember in the temptation, he kept answering Jesus, it is written. He answered Jesus, it is written. So Jesus said, oh, you won't play like that. Jesus said, remember the last round in Luke 4? The last round, you know what Jesus said? It is saved. Because you know why Jesus said that? God ain't saying nothing to you. You've been peeping into our stuff, but God ain't said nothing to you. You ain't got no revelation about this. And you have to know that for your help, you're going to have revelation. May God anoint you for help tonight. Those online, those here, may you be anointed for God's spirit to lead you to your healthy place. Challenges may come, challenges may go. But if you understand how to fight properly, it's a faith fight to take what is rightfully yours.
Yeah.
Let me give this to you again, because I want you to have it. Unfolding the mysteries of health, the Holy Spirit, who I say?
The Holy Spirit.
Is ready to do surgery on your heart. How you going to do it? Hebrews 4:12? To bring forth heavenly understanding about your God-given help. What kind of help?
God-given help.
Now the church hasn't been saying that. Say it again.
God-given help.
So each individual who's sitting here listening to me tonight, you have God-given right to live in your God-given help.
Amen.
What we're doing, my brother and sister, we're turning back to God.
Yes.
Give God his right place. Give him the right for play and he'll do it. I said, give him his rightful place and he'll do it.
Yes.
But you're going to have to be a student. You're going to have to hear. You're going to obey. You're going to trust the Holy Spirit to move you beyond advertisements.
Yeah.
Now, listen to the next statement now. What James 1:5 say? Look at it right quick. If any man lack wisdom, what? Let him ask who? Ask another man. He said, ask God. And said, God, do what? And upgrade it not, right?
Yes.
But he said, let him ask in what? Because a double-minded man is what? We have been double-minded about our health because we didn't know the single-mindedness. We didn't know the revelation. And God will bring it to us tonight.
Right.
Hallelujah. I said, God, before I James 1:5, put that in your note, health has a bad and sad history in the body of Christ. Health has a bad and sad history in the body of Christ. Apostolically, the Lord wanted to bring to the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist that we start teaching health from our pulpit so our people may have faith for health no matter what the report is. God is a supernatural God. God is a miracle working God. How many of y'all believe that? Yeah. So you, whatever miracle, whatever sign, whatever wonder, whatever God need to do for you, he'll do it. But you got to have faith for it so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the body of Christ need to hear the divine wisdom of health must tear down the worldly pattern that had been set up to try to take his place. Woo! Ooh, let me give it again. I want you to hear it. You need to hear it. So faith can come. The divine wisdom of health must tear down the worldly patterns that have been set up to try to take it place. Now, the reason that the body of Christ have not shown the strength of God in this area, they got in the other line. And listen, my brother says, I'm not holding you because there was no apostolic engineering in this line to teach pastors that something beyond healing, to teach pastors that there's another level. So now, now God is bringing to his people, when all the diseases start jumping from now on, you're going to have a held arm on. Because you're going to know you have divine right. I'm not a normal person. I'm a child of the living God. And my father in the 91st Psalm told me it won't come near me. But you have to have the revelation of the fact that you're supposed to have health, live out your days without sickness and disease. All right, let me give it to you again now. The divine wisdom of health, I want you to hear that. The divine wisdom of health must tear down the worldly patterns that have been set up to try to take its place. Now, knowing the source of real health, there is only one source of real health. Nobody else can give you help. They might can help you survive a little while, but nobody, all health, oh my goodness, all health power coming from God. Come on, let your faith hit it now. All health power coming from God, and it belonged to me. See, my brother and sister, you got to develop hope before you can have faith. See, I'm not just only building faith. I'm building hope in you that faith can come and that the substance can be manifest. Yeah. Uh-huh. See? Now, I'm going to say it a different way. I haven't got to my first point yet that I'm going to teach you tonight. I'm going to say it a different way now. Now, your health grace. We talk about health wisdom just now. Come on now, listen. Now your health grace must be put back in place. Amen. That your faith, that your hope and faith can work effectively. Amen. Now your health grace, it's a gift. It's a favor from God. But it must be put back in place that your hope and faith can work effectively. Otherwise, we've been trying to get healed with just faith. But we got to have hope. And we got to know the grace of God. And then also, put in your note, I don't want to get back to it, in Romans 4, 16-22, there you got grace, you got hope, you got the promises of God, you got swapping natural hope for supernatural hope. And faith, and the girl got pregnant. I'm saying where you can get your help. Now, your help will bring glory to God and his kingdom. I said your help. You imagine you testifying to your family member, no, I don't have that no more. So what happened? See, God took it. See, I heard the apostle talking about health, and I worked on it. He said, God, it took me 16 months, but I got it. It doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Let your hope be built up in you tonight. Let your hope be that your faith can have something to dance with. Then grace get in on it. Then mercy get in on it. God. How can I say this, Father? Yeah, I know it. I'm going to say it in all right. God is looking for somebody to show off in. Why not me? God tired of the system and Satan telling his people they can't go no farther. And that's why this message is coming to you tonight. Your help will bring glory to God and his kingdom. Now listen now, I want you to get this because I'm going to stop with the first point in a few minutes. Your conscience and faith is being pulled to an unlimited world of health. I dare you meditate on that before you go to sleep. An unlimited world of health. All right, now I'm going to give you 6 or 7 points on this. And I'm going to give you a scripture to go each one. Kingdom health is a threefold sanctification. They're given to us in Romans 12, 1 through 3. Included is mercy, God's goodness, and God's grace. In Romans 12, 1, you have mercy to present your body to God as a living sacrifice. In Romans 12, 2, you have God's goodness, his good, acceptable, and perfect will for you to live in a perfect, holy, healthy body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what I want to do tonight, Holy Spirit, help me, impart to you to have the consciousness that because I'm a child of God, I have divine rights to help. Because I'm a child of God, I don't care what my body's saying. My body go crazy when I let it go by itself. You know that. I have divine health rights. But it will not happen automatically. I have to function in Romans 12, 1, 2, 3. Because in the third verse, the grace of God is there. In the second verse, the goodness of God is there. In the first verse, the mercy of God is there. So mercy for your health. Goodness for your health and grace for your health. What did the psalmist say? Show the goodness and mercy?
Yes.
She'll follow me all the day. What did Hebrews 4:16 say? Look at Hebrews 4:16 quickly. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace to help us in a time of need. We need help.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to hear your voice, but you're going to hear, once you hear it this time, you're going to know how to keep it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following that?
Yes, sir.
Listen again to this statement. Kingdom health is threefold. Now look in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. See, you got to have a sanctified spirit, a sanctified soul, and a sanctified body. But if you look at 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24, he's not expecting you to do it by yourself.
Yes,
see, health is a part of your sanctification from the pollution of sickness and disease. Sickness and disease are pollution that got into our bodies because we didn't know how to protect ourselves. We don't know the spiritual aspect. We don't know the science aspect. We don't know the senses aspect. We don't know how to protect ourselves from what they're trying to do and what they're trying to sell and all that. We have to make decisions. The body of Christ at large has been knocked unconscious about their health rights. And I told you we're out there in apostolic fear now because, you know, some going to grumble and gripe. Oh, my, who you think he is? I don't know who I am. I know who he is. And I know he loves his children. And I know you're hearing some things tonight you never heard before because I'm hearing them too. You can sit there all dignified, but I know you're hearing something you never heard before. Open up, let it get in you. And it's about to change some things in your life because your life is being extended tonight. And you ain't going to no hospice. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get this next one. I give you a scripture. I give you Acts. I give you Romans 12, 1 to 3, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24, so you can study and meditate it. Kingdom health is a threefold manifestation. Kingdom health is a threefold manifestation from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. If you look at Acts 10, 38, you'll see it. It's a threefold manifestation. It's the Father's will, it's the Son's will, it's the Holy Spirit's will for you to have health. That's why he went about healing all. Look how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost and power went about doing what? All. Y'all turn to Acts 10, 38. Look at it. Because I want you to see that threefold aspect of health. The Father wants you to be healthy, the Son wants you to be healthy, and the Holy Ghost wants you to be healthy.
Amen.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, there he is, with the Holy Ghost and power, and he called it, went about doing good and healing how many? All who was. See, a lot of things identified in there because it tells you where sickness and disease come from. Oppressed of the devil. So the Father in there, the Son in there, the Holy Ghost there, sickness and disease in there, the devil in there, and deliverance in there. In that one voice.
Wow.
How many see? Look at that voice. Look at that voice. See, we can't read this voice and not see the inside. Just read the history. No, the unfold mystery in that voice is the whole Godhead is against sickness and disease and have given power through the cross and through the life of Jesus. He wounded for our transgression, right? Roof up, chest out, people with his stripe. If I'm healed, I'm healthy, right?
Yes.
See what happened. Let me say it this way. And we're all going to get on the truck. I'm going to get in the truck with you. All right? Because I'm climbing up on now. So I want you to climb on with me now. They took our mind about this. Because we didn't have no revelation on this fact. So a lot of good Christians had died ahead of time, not knowing rightfully they could have fought from that bed.
Jesus.
But you get to a point you just give up because you don't have enough in you to fight. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, when you know your rights, boy, you can fight. You know what I'm saying? And all these support things and all these things they tell you should happen, you know better because you got the revelation of God's word. So your kingdom help is threefold. You got it? What's the threefold I'm talking about? Father? They all want you to be healthy. I believe those three can do it. I believe that's three bottles you can drink out of. Also, he wants me to tell you faith, hope, and love are health carriers. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Faith, hope, and love are health carriers. If you take all three every day,
Jesus.
Faith, hope, and love carries health.
Yes.
Now, about is faith, hope, and love, and the greatest deed is love. But I want you to think about that now. That's a threefold carrier of your health. You use your faith, you use your hope, and you walk in love. Three things I want you to keep out of your life. Anger, fear, and worry. Now, you're not going to be able to do that if you can't control your mind. Well, Apostle, how I control my mind? Go on the inside. You have your innermost being, you have your inner man and your outer man. Make sure when your mind starts going crazy, go into the innermost being.
Yeah.
The scripture says in Acts 17:28, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So your mind will go with everybody else. Your mind just is crazy as a Bessie book. My mind, it just go, well, I don't know what I'm doing now. I don't know what to do. Go on the inside, and I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, tomorrow, take a few minutes tomorrow, and sit and watch what your mind gonna say next. You know what he gonna say? Absolutely nothing, because they know you listening. I'm telling you, just sit down in a chair somewhere and say, now, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to see what my mind says next. It don't want you to catch it. Because it actually tied in with, you listening?
Yeah.
Mass mind.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wow.
Yep. Your conscience is stronger than your mind. God promises increase to his children. Look in Psalm 115 right quickly. God promises increase. We're talking about increased health, right?
Yes.
God promised increase in everything to his children. I mean, the theme of this ministry, vision, and the word of God, increase. And the number of disciples multiplied and the great company of priests was obedient to the faith. See, God... When the word increased, health should increase. Come on, we're quoting some scripture now. Stay with me. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word to heal them. So when that word increased, healing increased. When healing increased, health coming. Now, the word never get to a disease or sickness and go back to heaven and tell God, we can't handle this. That's where the supernatural come in. That's where God, the Almighty, come in at. Are you following me? And that's who we're serving. We're not religious folks. We walk by revelation.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to speak to your body right now. That your body receiving what God is bringing to you right now. The anointing is setting on you, and you're receiving. Thank God for it. No matter what the reading is, praise him. Tonight you're receiving tonight that you know you have divine right to live healthy.
Yes, sir.
Don't argue with all those people who say, well, Charlie, don't argue with them. You're just going to get angry. Don't argue with them. Just let them talk. And just as soon as you can, put two fingers up like the Baptists used to do. That don't mean I'm going to the bathroom. I mean, I'm tired of hearing you. I'm going home. So now, Psalm 115, verse 12. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Anybody getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Now, suppose I start asking you some questions when I finish with this. Trying to find out where you are. Because I told my MVBs, and I'm telling them now, they're listening. I don't want nobody in the LTMA just coming to be there. I ain't got time to waste my life with them. I had two men got on line this morning with no necktie. I said, take them all. I told them, dress. I'm just trying to train. I'm trying to bring you somewhere. And don't be so stubborn. These people try to stupefy us. They try to bring us into the world system. That's why I got to talk to my men today. Now, they got to get a calmer background. You can't have all this light flashing and zoom. We ain't Hollywood. We don't want you to see all that. We want you to see God and see his word. We're not entertainers. So don't put all that stuff in your church. I know you're a matured man. You know better. Don't put all them flashing lights behind you. We ain't no dance. And they got these crazy praise out now. They're just jumping around. That ain't God. They're not glorifying God. Rock and roll and come into church.
Yes.
They look down at their feet and pray for 40 minutes. Just dancing and jumping, shaking their tail. And some of them ain't dressed right. Let me get back to my subject. I did a little cutting there right there, though. Psalm 115. Psalm 115. All right, I want you to look at verse 12. That's what I said, right?
Yes, sir.
He that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. You see that? The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. You see that? He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. God is the God of increase.
Yes, sir.
And he told me to tell you, he is increasing your health. Let me say it again. Let me look back at it. Ever increasing health, health coming to the body of Christ. You see that? Now, don't sell it for less by limiting God and his promises. You remember what he said? What it was? Jeremiah 33:6, when he said that? That he'd bring health and a cure? That Jeremiah 33:6, put that in your note. He promised to do that. But he can't do it without you doing Proverbs 4:20 to 23. See, you have to attend to the word so the word can renew your mind and change your position, that your faith can step up in the midst of unbelief and still hold on to what God said. Yes, sir. See, just reading it, he said, you bring your help and a cure. Yes, sir. You could have just said help, but he said a cure. Yes, sir. So there's a cure for COVID. Yeah. And all the other diseases come up, there's a cure. And it's in your gene. It's in your immune system. In your DNA.
That's right. That's right.
Psalm 78:41. I want you to read this one out to me. I'm not going to turn to it. I want you to read it to me. We're not going to put it on the board. I want you to read it. Don't settle for less by limiting God and his promises. Psalm 78, chapter 78, verse 41. Tell me when you're ready. It'll take a little while, but that Paul then turning them pages is good. You shouldn't be, when you hit it with that button and hit it. No, you need to pause and look for something. Go ahead, read it.
Yes, sir, yes.
Whoa. You got a Bible, underline that. Write a note, footnote, I will not limit God in my help. Have that in your Bible when you come back there. I'm not limiting God. I don't care what come out. I'm not limiting God. God is an unlimited God. God is a God can do anything that I ask for. Don't settle for less by limiting God and his promises. You got that? And his promises. They limit the Holy One of Israel. The church been limiting him. But you're not going to be able to do that no more after tonight. Because I know I got a partner who's going to minister to you and remind you and say, God, shut up. Boy, shut up. All right. I'm going to give you two more things and then I'm going to call Leroy. 2 Corinthians 12:12. Write this down. God is building an apostolic bridge for you to cross into your healthy place. God is building an apostolic architectural bridge designed to carry you over from tradition and religion and the natural life to your supernatural health. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. The bridge, it's an apostolic bridge that had been torn down. But the apostles in the epistles, when the apostle came to town, everything changed. Because he would touch the prophet and the apostle, and then every joint supply. I don't know if you got my text, but I'm gonna explain it to you a little bit. The Lord told me, he says, all the great crusades, thousand people saving great crusades, and I'm with him 100%. He said, but I'm more pleased with that app.
Yeah.
Over 15,000, but it's the people doing what I want them to do.
Yeah.
I don't want no one person doing it. I want all of my children involved.
Yeah.
That's what he told me. That's what he told me. He said, it didn't come to just say, everybody won't come. No, it's one-on-one. Out there doing what I told them to do. All right. In 2 Corinthians 12:12, you're there? Read it. I can't hear y'all. Y'all been faking me. Y'all ain't been turning. 2 Corinthians 12:12. I'm going to wait till you get it. and speak out loud. Is that such a scripture? Maybe not scripture. Is he in that?
Yes,
sir. All right, read. Y'all got to get myself, I ain't doing nothing y'all say. Y'all did try, though. I just, all them different voices together. True to the signs of an apostle, were wrought among you in all patience. Notice how now, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Now, you ought to be able to get your head out of sign. If you can't get out of sign, you ought to get it out of wonders. If you can't get out of one, you ought to be able to get it out of mighty deeds. One of them ought to work for you because they're all three supernatural. See, we're talking about supernatural help, which is not mentioned, which the church don't even have the vibe of supernatural help. The thrust has been stolen from the church, and we get in normal lines. And when we are not normal people, because John 1:12 tell me, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to be sons of God. But your sonship is invalidated, is not valuable if you don't take John 1:12 to Romans 8:14. I'm going to pause here till you get this. That's something there, Lord. But as many as receive him, John 1:12, to them give you the power to become the sons of God. All right. But it's invalidated unless you be able to go to Romans 8:14.
Yes,
as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So sons has to be led by the Spirit so they can bypass all them flags being made in the natural, in science, in psychology, in education. You pass right on by and say, thank you, I'll be back, and go on into the supernatural. Okay, so now you're on the apostolic bridge tonight.
Amen.
Supernatural help is designed by God, or was designed by God for his children at the beginning. Now we look at Psalm 107:20 again. He sent his word to heal them. And one translation says to deliver them from an early grave. Thank God. I said, thank God. And then what the scripture is Psalm 105:37, where he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one sick person among them, one fever. Talking about millions of people, not one fever. The church had been so sick. And we've been in lines and lines. Oh, we've been in some lines. Well, I mean just laying hand. And it's scripture to lay hand. You get me right? But when you lay hand on ignorance,
Jesus.
Satan said, all right, just go ahead and get up there and get your hand laid on you. You don't know nothing. You don't know something. So I'm going home with you tonight. But see, tonight you're learning how to stand up and take that sword out and say, no, you ain't coming up in here.
Yes.
See? Because I got God's word in me. And help belonged to me. So let me just read this to you again. I'm trying to close. Help, ever-increasing help comes to the body of Christ. Unfolding the mysteries of help. You got that? The Holy Spirit is ready to do surgery on your heart. You got that? To bring forth heavenly understanding about your God-given help. Hear that. I want you to hear that. The divine wisdom of help must tear down, listen, the worldly patterns that have been set up to try to take its place. All hospitals, all doctors, all nurses, all specialists are in the ministry of health.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not helping. But there's no one in the ministry of health but the Holy Ghost. I wish y'all heard that. I wish y'all heard that. That there's no one can administrate help to you but the Holy Spirit. How God? Why ain't say God? Ain't say God anointed Dr. Luke? I know Luke a doctor in the Bible. I ain't see what Jesus using nowhere. Find me a text. Jesus used Luke.
Come on.
Jesus probably had to lay a hand on Luke. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good. And ain't nobody did no more healing than Jesus. But Jesus would tell him, go and sin no more. He'd tell him, go and be sick no more. Then he said, daughter, thy faith have made you whole. Not my faith. Jesus said, not my faith. Your faith. And so what you're hearing tonight is building on the inside of you right now. And I know there's a lot of defenses going to try to keep you from really eating this and meditating on this. A lot of things. Because, I mean, the whole system is messed up. The whole church system at large is messed up about this. And then, you know, I got to come along as a pioneer, little country boy out here. And, you know, big city boy. I said, where you get that from? I got it from God.
Amen.
And every time they say something stupid, God promote me again. I said, man, he must be know somebody. So you fight for your health. Watch your mouth. Watch your mind.
Yes, sir.
Watch your ears.
Yes, sir.
Watch who talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Hear what God said to you.
Yes,
you got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on, Leroy. Come on, Leroy. Good enough. That's enough tonight. That's enough. Now I want you to lift your hand and give him praise. Stand up. Give him praise. Say something we'll say to you tonight and thank him for it. Get your notepad. Say something that will say it to you tonight. And just, I want you to thank him for what you heard right there. Look at it and find you something and just thank him for it. And just tell him you receive it. Glory to God. Tell him you receive it. Come on, y'all can get louder than that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. You sent your word to heal me, Lord. Glory to God. I received that word. Thank you, divine health is flowing through my body right now. All sickness and disease have to leave my body. All bad report have to leave my body right. Come on, online, have to leave my body right now. I'm standing on the word of God. God sent his word tonight to bring my health to my body. And I'm going to use my faith and stand on that word and let it manifest. Glory to God. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be in fear. I'm not going to be angry. I'm going to praise you, give you the glory. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I want to praise you with my body. I present my body by the mercy of God. I present my body to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is my reasonable service. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.